is should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Like we always do about this time. I'm just about that action, boss.
We are going to start winning big leagues.
Good to be back, huh?
How you cut me blind is still a mystery. I can't get you out of my head.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, yeah, you gotta throw him in there, baby.
Wow.
As long as you're here with me, I don't care who you are.
Who you
are. Where you're from.
But it is such a cut.
Why is it my happiest moments are singing fucking boy bands with you guys?
It is so good.
It's pretty good.
It is.
It is.
You know who's not really good?
Who?
The 49ers.
Here we go, huh? Val, you haven't even heard. You haven't even heard the theater of my weekend.
I haven't, but I do know that my boy Matt Stafford is playing for the Super Bowl. And there's a thing. There's a theme here. Be a prominent player in Detroit, leave, and go win a national championship. So they're going
to
win.
When does this just happened like otherwise?
Fucking Justin Verlander left and won a World Series the next year with Houston.
He did.
Detroit.
Max Scherzer. Max Scherzer did the same thing with Washington.
Yeah. Verlander, yeah.
But with now Houston. Matt
Detroit
Stafford.
Tigers?
Well, that was the thing. But now Matt Stafford has left, and he's about to go win a well, it started with Marian Hossa in hockey in 09 and then 2010.
Probably going
to
win a Super Bowl. I like Stafford.
Yeah, Stafford's going to win a Super Bowl, dude.
I do, too.
He's going to win a Super
Bowl. And his wife had cancer, and they did, like, the whole thing.
He's just a good dude.
So, for me, it's like a win for Detroit sports to see Matt Stafford finally get a chance to actually have a team around him.
Doesn't it suck that you have to, like, have another team get a Super Bowl
no,
to be a Detroit win?
Because you root for the guy.
Yeah.
You're rooting for the guy.
Yeah.
Like, I hate the Houston Astros, but I was rooting for Verlander,
dude. Troy Aikman was ruthless on Garoppolo.
Ooh.
Like,
well, what did I always say? We're limited with Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah.
And you are. Like, you are from.
But
from
you honestly team. Think if they started Trey Lance?
Not yet. He's too
not
good.
Yet.
He's not ready. But say, Garoppolo's gone. I mean,
yeah, that was he's done.
Trey Lance
and
is
all
the
that.
Future.
All that. I don't even care because at the end of the day,
pal,
fucking Mahomes isn't in there again. So,
thank God.
Thank God.
Stand
go Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Go Joey Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was going to the game.
Yeah, I thought you were there for the game.
Val, I got food poisoning Saturday night. You're, no, I did. Val, I'm like, yeah, listen to this shit.
He didn't go to Walker's, that's for
oh,
sure.
Listen God. To this shit. I'm like, all right, you know, 9:30, go to bed on Saturday night. I'm like, I'm waking up at 4.
What did you eat?
I,
let's not say where it was, but what
did
you? I had
a prime rib dip and chicken wings. So
that's a good fucking dinner right there.
Well, it was like at 3 o'clock. You know, I got my COVID test, came back negative, feeling good, and ready to rock. 9:30, I'm like, all right, night. You know, waking up early. And I lay down, fall asleep, I'm out.
Who are you there with?
Myself.
You went by yourself to the...
No, I'm in my house. I'm at home.
On Saturday?
Anita was not there.
I thought you flew out on Friday.
No, I was flying out Sunday morning
Sunday
at 5:50 a.m.
Oh.
Yeah, so Saturday night, fall asleep at 9:30. 12:30, I wake up.
And at 12:30?
At midnight, just after midnight.
So they say that food poisoning generally takes like 18 hours
no,
to...
No, it depends on the specific
chicken
thing. There are some things that can get you sick
in... Beef would be a longer
there
lasting
one. There are some
one.
Things that can get you sick in 10 minutes. There
seafood.
Are some that get you sick in 2 days.
Yep, seafood.
It is. That's the misconception.
Right now, I feel fine. It was wild.
Did you bring fucking COVID? Did you fucking bring COVID in
Hell,
here?
I got tested Saturday for COVID.
Whoa, you could have got it since then.
But no.
Dude, so I've had the Delta, the Cron. I've had it all.
Yeah.
Do you get the Cron?
Yeah, I got the Cron.
Did you test positive for the Cron, or did you just assume you get the Cron?
I personally tested positive.
So, pal, I haven't...
Positively tested for a positive test.
I haven't thrown up in like 8 to 10 years, right? So...
I mean, since that, you know, the rehab thing.
Probably. Honestly,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
So I wake up 12:30, and, you know, it's both ends. Like, here we go. It's fucking on.
Yeah.
And my mouth starts watering. I go, I'm going to fucking throw up.
Yeah.
And just...
When
next
you wake
know,
up
oh,
to like, you go, oh,
fuck,
shit.
Fuck. I knew it. And yeah. I was.
Were you not sure if you should sit on the, like, how do you poop and puke at the same time? Like, oh, fuck, you grab a trash can.
Toilet
while you
trash can. Yeah.
Like, throwing up.
We've got a lid
worst.
On ours, so it, like, it's really hard to do it.
Yeah.
But
oh,
the
yeah.
worst fucking feeling in the world. My body was so sore yesterday. So I woke up at 12:30 and I was up till 11 a.m. yesterday. My mom was coming to pick me up at 4 a.m. to the airport. And I'm fucking... I put all my Niner stuff on, you know, I'm ready to go, and I'm just laying on the floor. I'm like, I have to get on this flight. I have to find a way.
At what point in the day did you finally feel good?
8 a.m.
Today?
No, yesterday.
So 8 a.m. yesterday.
It lasted about probably, yeah, 8 to 10 hours.
So you missed.
And I was still fucking tired. Don't get me wrong.
So you could have got on the airplane, just been miserable.
I would have been, but I didn't know that was the end. So my mom came, and at 4:30 a.m., I fucking just start yakking again. Throwing up all over, and I go, I can't get on this plane. And I didn't throw up again after that, the 550. So then 8 a.m., I'm looking for flights out of Bozeman, Sheridan, Billings, and nothing.
You didn't just charter a private jet?
That's why we need a jet. Buddy.
Yeah.
That's why we decided.
2 years.
You know. But it was so fucked up. And granted, I'm glad I missed it now.
When we get a jet.
I got refunded for it.
Nick, I'm taking you to the Missouri Breaks ram hunting.
To the Breaks?
Breaks.
All right.
Ram hunting.
You're going to fly us to the break? I don't think there's an airport up there to get it.
No, there's not.
Oh.
It's going to drop.
We're
going to
do
of,
it.
You can land it anywhere.
Fucking yeah, you
a.
can land it anywhere.
If you guys
air strips.
What's really sad is there's part of me was like, these guys will have a fucking private jet. And then the other part of me was like, I know they're going to have a fucking private jet.
Oh,
which is even more sick that my friends have a jet.
Yeah. It's a not even.
I don't know how.
It's
I don't
not
even
a,
know why
if,
you guys.
It's a win.
I don't even like belong to sit in the same room as you guys when
yes,
it comes
you
to
do.
You.
Oh, pal. We're.
I'm never going to have a jet. I can't even like fucking afford windshield wipers the other day. I was really paranoid about it.
You know
like,
what?
But
it's
I'm
not
really cheap
what you
too.
Know. It's, well, I'm also extremely cheap.
I'm like, fuck.
He is Jewish.
$38 for windshield wipers? I don't know, man. But they're really
oh,
nice.
Let me tell you a fucking story about windshield wipers. Katie's like, my windshield wipers suck. And they don't blah, 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 blah. And she's been after like a month. And I go to fucking AutoZone.
They're
did
so
you know how
expensive.
Much Range Rover fucking windshield wipers
oh, dude,
are?
Anything on a Range Rover.
Like, they're fine with like total of like $250.
Yeah. Everything, dude.
I was like, what? Do these things come with? Do you get like
oh.
a private Eric Clapton fucking concert with these things?
You want to
nope.
hear a great fucking
are they made
story
out of Panda?
With a Range Rover and
they're
Jason
made out
Blackford.
Of Panda?
Fuck.
Jason Blackford parks behind me one at my house one time. No one parks behind my fucking, you know, garage. Back
yeah.
up, fucking plow is. Lights
oh my
in
God.
Front end.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, buddy, fucking let me know. I'm not turning this into insurance.
Yeah.
His fucking headlight comes back at $1,750
oh, yeah.
bucks
oh, yeah.
for a fucking headlight.
Oh, yeah.
You should.
And I was
they're
like,
HID lamps.
Yeah.
They're
and
absurd.
I'm like, unbelievable.
They're absurd.
Unbelievable.
Going down.
Going down.
Yeah.
Bring the heat.
Yeah.
But
so,
what's going on?
Let's talk about the last two weekends of football. Was that not the two greatest weekends of football of all time?
It really was.
The best.
The Cowboys weren't in it, which was, it's kind of, you know, when you get into the playoffs, there's a lot of expectation.
Yeah.
And I was kind of glad they were just, because that's stressful.
Oh.
Was yesterday really stressful? I was
you
really
know,
trying to stress you out.
I really wasn't.
Brian was at your place.
Oh, he was at my
I would
house.
Not have
Truck
let him
was
come
at
over.
Your house.
Brother.
He's so
Rick.
Stressful.
Oh, he is. But honestly, like, I didn't have my energy yesterday because I was just fucking worn out.
Yeah.
I wasn't. I yeah. wasn't Kirk.
How so, did he not catch that interception? That game's over.
It's over.
They're in the Super Bowl.
They're in the Super Bowl.
He muffed a fucking
tart.
Wide open interception.
Fucking tart. I know.
Tart.
It was fucked up.
I didn't watch it. I saw the game at the end
but,
of it. Oh, fuck. I
God,
felt bad.
It was yeah. so fucking stupid. I mean.
Did you hear what my nephew did to me in Green Bay?
No.
Oh, you're going to love this. You know, first three quarters, the Packer-Niner game, I'm fucking quiet. you know, Niners don't look good.
No.
And he's just...
To be fair, no one looked good in that game. That was the fucking most pathetic football game ever.
Then the Niners blocked that punt, and I look at him, and I go, you fucking let us hang around, buddy. Get ready. You know, and he's first down, you know, this and that. And then Robbie Gould, you know, comes out, and the fucking snow is flying, 45. And I look at him, I go, good as gold, baby. Never missed a fucking...
That's why you draft a kicker.
21 or 21. And he drills it. And I'm fucking celebrating, you know, going nuts, running to the aisle, giving Packer fans high fives as they're just piss walking out. And Dirk looks at me and he goes, flips me off right in the face. And he looks at me and he goes, I hope you have a kid so I can be your worst fucking nightmare. We are. Katie, we're podcasting on a Monday. You know?
I know.
I don't like it. I look 10. I look 10. Yeah, we'll get into that.
Yeah.
Nice to see you too.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi, Katie.
I'm good. How are you?
Good to see ya.
You know, you didn't bring me a cookie from Panera, but
I asked the entire group. You know, I just spent $38.55. You don't want to be a part of the circus.
I don't.
It is.
I found these, thought you were gone, and was like,
no.
Fuck off.
How was skiing? Did you shred the gnar?
Can I see those?
It's bright in here.
You're a skier, right? Not a snowboarder?
I'm a skier.
Yeah.
But I'm not a risk taker anymore. I don't do things that I once did.
Like go through the trees or hit little jumps?
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I'll hit a little jump.
Yeah. But like anything crazy.
I got some buoyancy here.
You got some buoyancy.
I don't.
Yeah, you do.
But once you hit that age, just like, I'm good. Yeah. I don't need to break anything, man.
Mm-hmm. I sure don't.
I just want to cruise and
my kids need a
vomit.
I like just going after it.
Yeah,
he doesn't wear a helmet or anything.
I
was going to comment. I saw you with the helmet and you without. Yeah. Hey, I mean, you know when I wore
listen.
I haven't worn a helmet since.
I'm a world-class snowboarder.
He thinks he is. He's not.
World-class.
He thinks he's a world-class cycle guy.
He's pretty good.
I mean, I got him and Sean White mixed up.
Yeah.
You know,
hey,
right?
Winter Olympics.
It was the red hair. That's
it. That's the difference.
Yeah.
Winter Olympics. I'm excited. I like the Winter Olympics.
He took a couple ass poundings.
Yeah.
I took one because I was trying to rock a 360 over a fucking cliff.
Was he really?
A little pegging.
I didn't see it. All I did was come around the corner and see him on his ass, and I was like, humbling.
You're like, holy fuck.
Humbling. Okay.
Yeah. Well, Katie, I'm glad you got to see me.
I mean, you guys, this cupcake schedule.
1 o'clock on a Monday.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what we do. It's called being flexible. We may not all do yoga, but we're flexible with our time. It's
you know what?
I don't have any other flexibility.
You know what the most important thing to me is in my world? My time.
Yeah.
And he has lots of it, so.
Yeah, he does.
Here we go.
Utilize
yeah.
that time, that cupcake schedule. Bye.
Utilize it. Bye, Katie.
Bye.
Great spot for a ladder, too.
It is.
I like that ladder.
You know what? I would challenge anybody down the mountain.
Here we go, huh?
Anyone. You had a buddy.
What?
You had a buddy that you said was like world class.
I'm world class.
Oh, yeah. He'd smoke you.
No.
He's a racer.
It just wouldn't happen.
All right.
Lazy. Who is it?
Lazy M days, baby. Lazy M days.
Fuck Lazy M. Let's go to fucking Morningstar.
I don't even know what that
Let's
is.
Let's take it to Big Sky, baby.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
Yeah.
Tram Charger.
Big Sky, the only thing I do, I just go to the tram, dude. I just go to the tram and I make my way down.
Did you know that the tram is now a separate cost?
Yep.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I haven't been to Big Sky in a few years.
And I just got I'm on Big Sky's like mailing thing.
Yeah.
And they put in this new, where the high speed quad was before. It's a six-person
quad. Yeah, the six
something or other.
There's like a bubble, isn't there?
It has a cover over the back,
yeah.
Heated seats with heated, like the thing that comes down.
Yeah.
Like heat blows in your face,
yeah.
And it takes 7 minutes to get to the top.
Yeah, it's the new Swift Current.
7 minutes. And it's longer, it's twice as long as the triple chair.
Yeah.
In Red Lodge.
Which takes 13 minutes.
It's fucking absurdly
absurd.
It's like the fastest lift in North America.
Really. Yeah.
I don't know. It's stupid.
So rad looking.
I know. But it's also why they charge separately for the tram now, too.
Right, right. So, because they can get more people up there now.
It's like $200 a day.
But I do not miss
well,
$200 a day before you get your tram pass.
Swift Current, they used to be like a 20-minute line that you'd have to wait in. And
no,
they said
Swifty was never.
Ram Charger was always
bad. I skied there in its busy seasons. in history.
Have you been there in the last 4 years?
Yeah, I lived there a few years ago. Like, and they still the longest
four life, years.
I guess it was 6 years ago. I was there, but
I think you're
4 years.
But I've been back
doubled.
Since then. And even then, like, you're still 20 minutes is not that long. And it's.
I remember the gondola lines being like fucking 45 minutes.
Because it was the gondola. But if you went on the Swifty, which.
Were
when
high.
I was.
Yeah.
I've waited an hour for the tram. That's the longest thing I've ever had up there. And I skied there a lot.
Well, and then they opened up the back, like Shedhorn, and they opened up
shitty.
The backside.
What happened was, what we used to do is we said, fuck it to Big Sky, and we just went over to Moonlight. But then when they absorbed Moonlight, it got even more expensive. Yeah. And I don't know.
We're going to Red Lodge again, and then Whitefish, correct? Whitefish?
Yes, I will be there the first week of March.
And you're staying through the
probably
second week.
Probably the second week of March, too, with you.
Oh, yeah. And we're just going to tear it up.
Oh, that's a fun hill, dude.
Is it really?
That's a fun hill, yeah, because it's super cool. It's super cool. It's about the size. It's bigger than Red Lodge.
Not as big as Big, obviously.
Not even close to Big Sky. No, not even.
Dude, Big Sky's a
monster. You couldn't in a week.
It's about the size of Andesite. Because
they bought out Moonlight, right?
Yeah. It's about Andesite. So if you took Ram Charger, you just did that
which
whole
is big.
Stuff. It's huge.
Yeah.
It's still like, it's bigger than Red Lodge, but it's not Big Sky. It's its own size there. What's really cool, if you get there on a really cloudy day, it's all inverted. So you come up the chairlift and it's all just gloomy and dark, and you get up above at the top and it's all
clear.
It's all fucking clear.
Yeah.
It's completely inverted. So you get up out, you're over the clouds and it's just fucking gorgeous. And all you see is mountain peaks everywhere. And there's at the top, there's a little restaurant and bar at the top. It's so fucking cool.
Sweet.
It's beautiful.
And here's the other thing I found out. They have fucking childcare.
Oh yeah. Most places
like how
do.
Fucking brilliant.
All of them do.
I mean, Ari and Ivy
Red Lodge,
are fucking
Red Lodge does
bombers.
They love it. Oh,
like
I can see
bombers.
Ari being a nutty.
Ari straight up sat, bent down, put his ass on the back of his skis, and went all the way down midway. The whole fucking way. I mean,
no shit.
It's psycho.
That's awesome.
I love it.
These kids are fucking crazy. Is Declan skiing?
He hasn't skied since we left Big Sky. He can.
Yeah.
I mean, he was really good. He was only three. When we left there, four.
Yeah.
And the kid could rip. He was a good little skier. We put him into a skiing class, and by the end of it, he was just shredding everywhere.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he could probably pick it up really, really quick. It's not that hard to get back onto skis.
No.
We just haven't gone. We just have fucking time. It's hard.
Yeah, we just get him.
It's so fucking expensive. I mean, like.
Oh, man.
Oh, fuck.
And I was so, like, the hard part for me, man, is I was so spoiled being in Big Sky.
Yeah.
That I'll never go back to Bridger Bowl. That place sucks.
Really?
I love Bridger.
It sucks.
I've never been to Bridger.
It sucks.
Once.
Katie, I mean, it used
Katie's
to be really
gone
cool.
Up there a bunch
when
she was
Bridger
kid.
Has snow, it's awesome.
Yeah, but it's not even, like, the good snow, you have to hike for it.
I like
all the best skiing. You have to go hiking for it.
What?
Versus,
fuck that.
There's not even a chairlift to the top. You have to get it to a spot and then you hike to the ridge
what?
And then you,
that's fucking absurd.
There is a lift. It's the patrollers have a tow rope basically that pulls them to the top.
Yeah.
So there is access to it. They just haven't put it up there because it's extreme only. It's not even that bad, dude. It's more. It's less steep than anything off the tram. It's easier than anything off of Oh, what the fuck is the one at Big Sky that connects to the Moonlight side?
Is it at the top?
Cliffhanger?
It's not Cliffhanger, but it's right there. So if you're at...
Oh, it's Challenger.
Challenger.
Challenger connects over there.
The Challenger lift is way harder.
I didn't know that was the... It was totally
that's
like
the separation.
The east side of the mountain?
Yeah. So the Challenger lift is everything on the Challenger lift is way harder than anything off the ridge at Bridger. Way harder.
Oh, I love Challenger. Getting off the lift on Challenger is awful.
Oh, buddy.
Oh, then you hike.
It's so
getting off
sucks
on
a board.
Snowboard sucks.
Oh, I don't mind, but Challenger because it goes down and then it like
turns
straight right.
Yep. Yeah.
It's fucking ridiculous.
So we would do that, and then you could just even on your skis you could just kind of ski over and walk over to the A to Z shoots.
Yeah, A to Z. Yeah.
We would drop
borders. We'd have to fucking.
Oh, you had to take your stuff off.
Yeah, you'd have to 1 foot.
You just take it off. It's easier. Just take your fucking board off and walk.
Yeah.
But
yeah, A to Z shoots were fun.
No, there's nothing good at Bridger Bowl unless you hike. It's otherwise, it's also overskied.
I'm over it. That's how Red Lodge. Dude, let me tell you, fucking on Saturday when
did
we
you ski
left
yesterday too.
No, when we left on Saturday, because this is the first time we've gone up where we've had to park in the lower lot and then walk up the stairs and go to the whatever, which is fine unless you have three kids and you're carrying fucking your skis and a snowboard.
Cam doesn't count as a kid.
Well, no, he wasn't with us this time. He had to work this weekend, but...
Where's he working?
When we left, he's at Sophie's.
He went back?
Yeah.
All right, good for him.
They offered him a better thing.
Well,
more money. they, when we left, there was a line of cars that literally went half the way down the fucking road. Like, really? As you start going up the mountain, there was a line of cars halfway down.
It's just not even funny anymore. Like, there's a long, long ways at the parking lot at Big Sky, but they have a fucking, like, there's a trolley that comes and picks your ass up and you sit in a trailer and they drop you off right at the base.
Yeah.
The best was Moonlight, dude. Moonlight, you could literally drive up and then you walk onto the chair. Like, you walk in and then you ski down to the chairlift. There's
They used to do, like, $10 Mondays in Moonlight.
Oh,
it was
so good.
It was the best.
What is the place that you, like, park up top and then you ski down to the bottom?
That's Moonlight.
Oh, okay.
You're not all the way at the top. You're about halfway up at a certain lift, a couple different lifts, and then you ski down and then it takes you up.
Oh,
yeah.
I see. Okay.
That's
and
Moonlight.
And then you can go up higher.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Moonlight's the shit, dude.
Yeah, that's fucking... Dude, I love Challenger.
Challenger's
so
legit.
Fucking rad.
Challenger was fun,
dude. There's
some
gnarly shit over there.
Dude, Big Sky has some gnarly
shit. It is. It's the... I think, honestly...
It has some gnarly...
There's
I've done Alta, Utah, which was pretty sick.
Alta's
done Breckenridge. I've done Vail. And I think Big Sky's the best, honestly.
Big Sky's, it's a
destiny. For borders, it's so much better. Big Sky is like, was the border
Dude,
fucking.
You just get runs that are so long.
Well, the only place that like
so
is,
long.
The only place that's comparable with like the amount of like skiable running like that is probably Jackson Hole.
Yeah.
Never.
But Jackson Hole's twice what Big Sky is.
Yeah.
It's so expensive.
Nikki Six just opened a treatment center in Jackson Hole.
Did he really?
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, I did see that.
Yeah.
You guys fucking small potatoes going to Kalispell?
Yeah, but I mean, I think our house is probably would rival any treatment center.
Yeah, but it's not
house.
Jackson Hole.
Not yet.
It's almost Whitefish, though. It's close enough.
Yeah. Whitefish, you're going to see when you guys
and
fail.
And we're not in the shithole part of Kalispell. You know what I mean?
No, you guys are. You guys have got a cool thing. I'm actually excited for you.
Yeah. Wow, that's the nicest thing you've ever said.
No, I mean, it's genuine. Like, I'm actually excited for you guys.
I
think what you're doing is really cool. I'll give you shit for it, but I think it is cool. I think it's a needed thing. And yeah.
It is. With all the wait lists for fucking treatment centers right now, it's pretty bad.
It's definitely needed.
They're telling people to
and if you guys
wait
really do
2 months.
If you guys really do the scholarship thing to help people who can't afford it, I think it's even better.
Absolutely.
Oh, of course.
Because to me,
that's
the biggest thing.
Part
is like,
of it.
I know so many people that need the help that they can't
they
even
can't
afford
it.
No.
They can't afford to take the time off work to go to Rimrock.
I think I'm more.
But not even only that, but having the program that is actually really good.
Oh,
you know
man.
What I mean? With partners that have, I would say all of around 40 years of collective sobriety. I think
Absolutely.
is a that's a huge deal.
Yeah.
You got other places opening with 2 years of sobriety. It just fucking drives me fucking crazy. I'm not gonna go into that,
I'm more hurt that. You know, Nick thought I was just in this for the cash and being a sick human being and not...
I'm not saying you're not.
Let me tell you this. As a business person, I wouldn't go into it if I didn't think it was going to be profitable. But on the other side of it, it is a good thing that we're doing. And that's actually what, you know, that's what you get out of it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
That was my one nice comment for the day.
Yeah.
That's a compliment sandwich.
Let's go on Matt Stafford.
Should we talk about how you were 30 minutes late? Be honest with us. You forgot we had a podcast.
Nope. It was all my reminders, and I'm
so
in a meeting.
So then at 12:40, were you just like, well, they can fucking wait?
At 12:35, as you guys text me back.
Why
didn't
you let us know? Like, hey, is it our job to fucking...
I cannot disclose the reasoning that I was not here on
time. But don't you think a nice,
time.
Like, hey, guys, I'm going
to... No,
be
I know.
Able-
I know.
Yeah. Did you just okay? This is a
he
growing
was,
moment.
He was
Say,
deep
I
in...
fucked up. I'm sorry, you two, and we'll move on.
I accept your apology, Kurt.
I'm not apologizing. I think this is a big moment for you. I tried Brian to get to do it the other day. Schrock, he fucked us pretty good too. You know, invited us all to Diamond X Saturday night for dinner. He extends this olive branch, and we all accept. And then he fucking just yanks it away. You
what?
Know?
What happened?
He go. Well, he invited us all to dinner. Me, my brother Rick, the gals. You know, so we're all ready. Diamond X for dinner. And you know, a couple days later, he goes, "Hey guys, I can't go. I'm going to Buffalo Block. I forgot I had plans." I mean, just extends this all over.
Yeah.
And fucking.
Wow.
Yanks
even worse. And, why didn't he come to Walker's?
But yeah. I mean, just a fuck. Yeah. Just an honestly a fuck job. So then I reached out to Brian and go, "Hey buddy." Like, you fucked up, own it, you know, apologize, I'll accept your apology, and then he goes, "You're right, Kirk, I'm sorry that I'm not sorry," you know, just a big fucking show, and this is, I think this is a growing moment for you, like, say, hey, I fucked up, I could be better, and I'll accept your apology, and we'll move on and never talk about it again.
Cool. And when I'm ready to do that, I'll let you know.
See, yeah. People just can't own their shit, man. No. This is the world we live in. These are the people I hang out with. Nick, Brian, like, fucking own it, man. I think
the consensus problem is you in this. I think you're hurt it's so not. Easily. You're so easily offended.
No,
you're so easily upset just, because you think everyone should revolve around you at all times. The whole world fucking revolves around.
I sometimes feel like that.
Well, no. I mean, you should, but.
You should. No. All right. You know what?
I mean,
when you were
on the radio.
You know, here's the deal, though.
Here's the deal
about me is I don't make plans.
You don't. So you don't ever have to apologize.
I never make plans.
Neither do I.
I mean, but, you know.
I don't put myself in those positions.
No. You don't. And that's awesome. Yeah. Like, good for you. You know what you like. You know what makes you happy. Yeah. I'm just saying we had a 12:30 p.m. podcast today at Monday, and the clock hit 12:30 fucking 5. And I hear nothing. I just think you could be better. Number, be better.
You sound like my mom, dude. I'll
be your mom if you want me to. Like, you need to fucking own your shit. You know? Fucking call me daddy. I don't care. you could be better.
My goodness.
You know what? I agree with you.
Thank you.
Look at this. See?
Look at that. Growing moment. And you know what? I accept that.
I feel your guys' morning pain.
Yeah.
Like your 8:30 a.m. sun thing?
Oh, man.
Oh, dude. Like, now you
sucks. It sucks.
Like, yeah. It fucking sucks.
Bro.
I am like, I love the heat.
Are you hot?
I love the heat.
Oh, fuck, buddy.
But fuck me. This window?
I told you.
It's like 1,000 degrees right
bingo,
now.
Bingo. You know, fucking bingo.
Now you finally got, fucking
you guys are
it.
Sitting
for
over
the
there.
Last
now,
two
I wonder,
years.
Yeah, I wonder why you just get so tense.
Oh, for the last two fucking years, that sun just beating on me and I'm fucking sweating.
I mean, I don't mind the little tan I'm probably going to get from it, you know? That
it's a real one, too. Yeah, you guys been golfing at all yet?
Fuck me.
No. My buddy went out Friday.
It's
and
we're
like,
ready to go though. Who, no, Tyler?
But, yeah.
Of course he
and
did.
I thought it was like, you want to go
Jesus
and I look.
Jesus Christ.
And they had a 10:30. It was 36 degrees
what
and windy.
What in the fuck?
I like, don't like golf that much, but.
Yeah, I'm good, buddy.
Yeah, once it hits jet. When I get back from Newport Beach, it's going to be go time.
Well, Tyler and Aaron are having a kid. I think he's like, I got to go.
Wait, what?
Oh,
Aaron's
yeah.
Pregnant.
Yeah, Aaron's. Oh, that's why she hasn't been here.
Yes.
It's the big excuse.
Oh.
You know what I mean? It's the.
I didn't know that. Well, to be fair, I don't see it.
Due August 27th.
Hell yeah.
Oh, she's going to be fucking miserable this summer.
Oh, she's going to hate her whole summer.
Oh, why did she do that?
Well,
I mean,
they were ready.
The making of babies is fun. It's the having a baby.
After Ari being born in September, she's like, if we're ever fucking having another kid, it's going to be one that's born in fucking the winter. And sure as shit, Ivy, February fucking 24th, you know?
Declan, March 3rd.
You got to plan your fucking skeets, because if you don't, you could be fucking
goddamn
real fucking miserable
well,
in the summer.
So, me and Kenyon, who were groomsmen in their wedding, all good friends, and we made a bet, because they were, I mean, baby was coming. Mm-hmm. So I said,
well, yeah, she got mad, her sister beat her to it.
So the loser... The loser has to buy the.
There's
fucking
a lot
stroller.
I can say about the Veneman girls. I guess now Roberts and Carlson girls.
Jason,
but they are fucking competitive.
So here's Jason. I want to see what he thinks of if he even notices my shave. Man, I feel clean cut, shaven. Can he even get in the doors? Anyone up there?
Jason, no.
Oh, I'm sure.
There's
call
nobody
him
here. Oh man.
I love Jason Blackford. Right?
Yeah, is he coming in?
Yeah, I got to get him a check.
Oh well, fuck that. He needs to get on this.
What are you getting him a check for?
We bought a casino in Butte.
That must be nice.
Cheaper.
I said I would buy into the Kalispell one if there was.
Yeah. We're going to do one in Kalispell.
Put one in the restaurant I'm in.
And then I'm going to take the 30 acres.
I'm not even kidding.
I'm going to take the 30 acres at our treatment center and put one at the end. And then when they walk out, hand them a
$100.
Just here. We know
no,
you got over this
joke,
addiction.
Everybody.
No,
here's another one to
yeah,
give you.
No, we said we were going to hand him a $100 match play and a $10 or a fucking free week to Black Orchid. You choose. Yeah. Choose wisely.
Yeah. That's all hearsay. All right. I'm going to go let him in.
I'll go.
Will you also grab me two waters, please? I'm really dehydrated. As you know.
I thought you were the most.
You might as well make it three because I could use
a chapstick. You got to understand, I just had food poisoning. Oh, Jason, will you get me two waters?
Can you make it three because I'm thirsty too?
Yeah, grab four.
And then sit down with us, Jason.
Yeah, I can do
it. Put on a headphone. Let's go, pal. Here we go.
He's grabbing some waters.
We're fucking alive. Ah!
George must let him in.
I don't think George is here. Yeah, George is
or
gone.
She came in. I guess she can come in through the beauty.
Cupcake Skedge. George and Taryn.
What, they're here?
No, no, they ain't here. It's Monday.
I have my new Newport Beach jams list. It's just nothing but yacht rock.
Oh,
what rock?
Yacht rock.
Yacht rock.
Hell, the best music. Steve.
This is the one I was trying to get you to listen to the other day. If it'll fucking play.
38 special. That's just the earnest money.
Just think of rolling on a yacht, fucking just.
Oh, buddy.
No, dude, this is like a convertible.
Oh, is this 38 special? Yeah.
That's what I said when I heard it. I was like, wow, they chilled out for this one.
Thanks, babe.
Well, there you go. You getting an Alani? Fuck, you gonna sleep at
yeah,
all?
Hey, how are those?
Oh, I get fucked. I said two waters.
Have a seat there, guy.
Don't cash that, Kel. Yeah, he's got to work.
What?
He does. He doesn't have to work.
Oh, get fucked.
You got 5 minutes.
Blackford.
Doesn't it feel like...
Needs a second chance.
My little short.
Can we talk about how Peter's wearing pants today, too?
Yes.
And me.
So, here's the deal. I bought one of these pairs of Vuori pants.
Weird.
Right?
Vuori, what's that?
Vuori is a brand.
That's not Lulu.
It's Lulu's. I thought you only had Lulu. Fucking arch rival.
And I
buddy.
Like them. I got them too.
Yeah.
So I got
and I went back pants. The next day and bought two more pairs.
Hello.
Where'd you get them?
Hello.
Jason Blackford. Buddy.
Ladies and gentlemen, the
oh,
Blackford.
Oh, Jamie. Where's the applause fucking thing, bud?
Oh yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jason Blackford.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah!
Tony Perkis in studio.
Tony P.
Tony Perkis! Speaking of which, you should call my phone real quick.
Why?
Just because?
I think it's going to be funny, whatever it is.
Oh, it's going to be good.
Is it just when I call?
Hey, how are those? Yes, it is. How are those?
Oh, pretty good.
I quit drinking Bangs.
Yes, it is.
So I'm pretty curious how those are.
What happens when I call Peter? Oh, it sounds like the normal fucking ring.
What you got?
Just the picture of Tony Perkis with the fucking double thumbs up, huh?
Yeah. He's like, and that is out of here, mister!
Out of here, mister!
And yes, with a small donation from my father, the Lighting King. I'm not going to help you see the light. I'm going to show you the light. We haven't talked about heavyweights in a long time.
Matter of fact,
I haven't seen that fucking movie.
I'm feeling skinny, Tony. I showed it to Declan a couple months ago. He thought it was the fucking funniest
thing.
It
is the best.
Ever.
Did you just say skinny wieners? This guy just housed that one.
No,
I took down your whole Fiji.
I know you did.
Yep.
Well, you got to understand, man. I had food poisoning. Shit was going in, not going out.
Shit was going out.
That's... I mean, I couldn't, you know, I'm just talking to everybody to say that.
South Park episode.
Are you going to finish? Or...
No. That's a South Park episode where they're fucking the human centipede. Okay. Have you not seen that one? I forgot my train
I was
of thought.
Like waiting for
yeah,
a
I'm waiting nope. for the fucking punchline.
Nope, I lost it.
Like, have you ever seen Almost Heroes with Chris Farley and Matthew Perry? And he stands up. He goes, "You know the saying, white water in the morning." And they're all looking at him. And they go, "Yeah, and?" And they're like, "He's like, that's it. That's the saying."
Wow.
You know, fuck.
Jason, what do you got going on, buddy?
He bought a casino in Butte.
Papa Giorgio's.
Yeah.
Papa Giorgio, Nick Papa Giorgio.
Well, that's our LLC is going to be
Papa Giorgio's.
Papa Giorgio's.
And please tell me that's a Vegas vacation.
Nailed it.
Fuck
nailed
me. It. So yep. good.
So good.
So good, yeah.
You're welcome.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Nick Papa Giorgio.
Oh.
You're from Yuma, Arizona.
Yuma.
Where I work in software.
Where I work in software.
That's fucking, what a movie that is, too.
Put a dollar
okay,
in
now
on
can
a car.
You,
put a
how
dollar.
About you
oh
answer
my God. Oh, my God.
Now that Peter's done answering, what are you up to, bud?
Not much.
He just cycles a lot.
Cupcake schedule, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He cycles a lot.
Yeah, we cycle all the time, man. You should really
Nick,
be a part
I
of that
really
group.
Just think you need to just drop the bullshit. This guy fucking takes me to the back of his vehicle.
Oh, buddy.
Where he's got a bench press.
Buddy, I got a whole fucking...
He's going like home gym style. Just
dropping it in there. I got a cycle bike at home. I'm getting a fucking air bike.
Jason. Did you notice?
Wow.
I think you should just keep like a real creepy, like fucking just.
You just you always keep like a 5 o'clock shadow, don't you? Yeah. You just shave every day?
No.
Do you shave it to a one?
I had that there for a little bit.
You know what I mean?
Oh my god.
You have like hey,
the fuel electric fuel razor. Diva.
Wow. Oh yeah.
The fuel.
Like, I almost fucking ran out of here.
Yeah. It wasn't good. It made Peter very nervous.
Very uncomfortable.
You did.
Jesus Christ.
A lot of history with that.
I'll just jump myself into the fucking fire.
Yeah, I feel naked.
I'm used to it now.
Yeah.
It's not even a big deal. And now I feel like I want to...
Behind the screen over there, so yeah.
Now it's kind of weird. Yeah.
It's just a little off. Like, it's been over a decade.
Watch, Kirk will get like the worst razor burn because he's never shaved before.
Probably.
Yeah.
I got
so I made the ultimate decision in probably 6 to 8 months. I'm getting full veneers.
You are.
Mm-hmm.
What's that going to cost? Like 40 to 50K?
No, like 10, 15 he grand. Goes,
no.
I mean, if that was the case, I don't think I'd do it.
That's damn, I might do it. Is it, can you make payments on it?
Yeah, I actually think you can.
Absolutely.
I'm over
and if
teeth.
You get a good dentist that's a little squirrely, you might be able to get a little insurance to take care of it, but I won't.
Let me know how it goes, because I've had crooked teeth my whole life, and I'm not.
Jason,
I'm too fucking old for braces.
Jason, give me your take on veneers. His dad was a dentist. It's not good, are they?
No, they're good.
They're fucking better be good. They're expensive as shit.
Okay. I like them.
I mean,
dentists.
It's interesting what they do. It's scary.
They make you look
them down.
You got, like, little nubs.
Yeah, they buzz you down and then fucking work you back up. That's what we do.
I love the saw on my teeth. And the
I just don't ever have to have a root canal.
If I had to have a root canal, I'd just be like, just fucking pull it.
Well, there was one, I had a tooth that broke, and they were like, it's going to be $2,500, and I just fucking pull it out. It was $200.
Yeah.
So can I show you what probably I'll look like here in about...
You already have, like, perfect white teeth. Why are you doing
10 months?
Yeah, I know. Wow.
I don't know who that guy is, but I like
Ronnie from Jersey Shore.
Okay.
He's quite a character.
You've already got good teeth.
You are a character yourself.
Yeah.
You've already got good white teeth.
I know, but they're just going to be absurd. Big, fucking gangly, white cocksuckers. It's going to be good.
You're going to look like what?
You don't even have an excuse. Like,
I mean, I'm going to open my mouth and you're just going to be like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Like, I've had a fucked up grill for my whole life. Like, I maybe should kick into the GoFundMe for Nick's new teeth, but like, you don't need new teeth.
I want them.
Mine are crooked and weird and all fucked up.
Yeah, I like mine. I just want those.
I
want them.
I actually don't know how this works, but have you noticed during cycle when people smile with the black light?
Oh, yeah. You can see the fake teeth.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They don't light up as good?
My front four are not real. And when I smile in there, they look like dark, and the other ones are super white.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I know. That's why I was curious.
You get a chick that just, they're going to be glowing. Like glows fucking because
like
they're not hollow. Like fake crowns are hollow.
I have a crown. I had a crown put in the summer, or like in September.
No shit, huh?
Didn't you go a long time without going to a dentist? Was that a thing?
Like 8 years.
Wow.
I think
it was actually a decade. I think I went to Jason's dad. It was a decade.
Yeah.
And when I was high, I was just terrified of it. Now
and
I
you looked
love
like
it.
Fucking Ronda Chica when they set you down in that chair.
They're like
wow,
cone
you heads.
Could have done a deep clean. You know, the gal was like, "You probably could have fit in for a deep clean." She's like, "Are you sure this doesn't hurt?" And I'm like, "No, I'm good."
Yeah.
And now I just love it. Yeah. I go 3 times a year.
Yeah, it's my
fucking hate it, dude.
It's my
I
spa
love
day
it now. And then they're like, "You need a crown," and I'm like,
"My
okay.
teeth never hurt till after I leave the dentist. I never have pain in my mouth until I leave
the dentist,
and I'm
like,
God, now
I dentist.
It's crazy." How like when you wipe your tongue with your teeth or go across them after you get it clean, you're like, wow.
I know. You're like, holy shit,
good.
This is pretty great.
Yeah.
It's like kind of how you feel when you get your braces off and the first time you go.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been since COVID just because like there was this whole thing about if I'm going to get sick, it's probably going to be at a dentist office where they're breathing in my face.
Yeah. I'll fucking.
You know, I was like, I don't need to do that. I don't need to do that. Now it's been like, all right, okay. I can.
I would go. Almost like to I'd like to take on the worst case of COVID. You know what I mean?
I think that's called
like
dead.
Like if somebody no, I'm saying if some they had like, you know, because I'm sure strains are, you know, I want to do
one of these like super spreader events where like everybody gets on, like, you know, when you were kids and like all your parents had like if one of the kids in the neighborhood or your cousins got chicken pox, everybody took their kids over to all get chicken pox at the same time.
I'm waiting for that to be the thing with Omicron.
What's the worst?
Have a COVID party?
Somebody's gonna have a COVID party. Like, hey, I got COVID. Like, you guys want to get over it real quick? Let's all go do it.
Yeah, let's fucking do it.
That's the next thing. Going to a fucking NFL stadium with 100,000 people.
Oh, I know. And they're like, we can give you N95 masks and you guys will be good. But, you know, make sure that you're sitting down when you take it down. Take a bite of fucking hot dog. And that's going to cure everything. Like, get fucking real. Oh. I don't even want to go into this right now. But I do want the nastiest thing of COVID. A little, you know, a little bacteria jumping around a vial. And I would just take it down. Lick inside of there.
Just fucking rim job it.
And my body would bend that fucking virus over and just butt fuck it to death.
You need help.
Oh, yeah, my God.
I think I'd like to take it on.
You need clinical help. Yeah. 100%.
Right? I just think that my body would fuck the shit out of that thing.
Yeah.
Let's go back to this Kalispell thing. When is this happening? When are you guys getting down on this?
We're working on it, you know?
He's like, when are you guys opening? Because you need to be the first fucking...
No, I'm just curious, like, how much longer we can do this before we have to start, like, telecommuting podcasts.
We are at the state right now for approval.
All right.
Just, you know, it's a process, buddy. Like,
oh, I'm learning that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, buddy, you think? You know?
It's a long... You can't. This isn't something you can just get out of treatment and open. Yeah. Am I right?
You're right. It takes a minute. You know, there's a... It would be a... You know, I look back now, and Peter and I dream of doing it, like... It would have been a lot for you and I.
It would have,
you know,
it would have been, we would have made it happen.
We would have.
But it was nice to have somebody who was already in the game.
Already in the game. Like, you know, when you look at Asher and Adam and they're, yeah, buddy. Need help too.
Yeah.
You know, how about this guy? He'll be 2 years sober too in July.
Yeah.
That leaves us one person. Nicholas?
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm good.
How long has it been since you've had a drink?
I had one at lunch today.
This morning?
I had a beer at lunch.
I knew it.
Yeah.
I could tell.
But I had a beer.
Yeah.
I didn't have to have a bottle.
A beer.
That's where it starts, buddy.
So a beer is more important than letting us fucking know you're going to be late.
My lunch
I mean, pal,
was
see,
much
is,
earlier.
Okay. Yep. Don't buy it. But you see the trend here. That is what alcoholics, drug addicts.
Oh, God. Yeah.
This is how long we've been doing this. It's fucking ridiculous.
I'm in a podcast. My mental health is okay. My mental health is fine.
I love Anita.
My mental health is good. I do feel a little naked with
Neaters.
Fully shaved.
What's up, guys?
How are you? Put her on the mic.
See ya.
I think I'm doing better than Kirby's doing about it, honestly.
Do you think...
About the shaving or the football?
Well, she was a little bummed, too, because we were going to the Super Bowl.
Was she there yesterday?
She was there, too, with everyone.
Did Brian Schrock get real close to you guys?
No, I didn't. You can ask Anita. I didn't have the energy that I did usually. I wasn't Kirk.
Over at his place, he had to put
he
a show
was
on.
He was his normal self. He was down a little bit.
You know what? The second that he ordered those fucking plates and cups, I was like, it's fucking game over.
Brian Kemp lost the Cowboys. He's the kiss of death.
He's the kiss of fucking death.
He's the kiss of death.
That's what we said last
time. He's picked.
He is.
I already told him he's the kiss of death.
He loved the Cowboys. He loved the Packers. And he loved the Niners yesterday. And I go, who do you love in the Super Bowl? Because I'm mortgaging everything. And going opposite. And he loves the Bengals. And I'm like, perfect. I do love the Rams.
All in on the Rams then.
Love it. Let's see how this... Oh, I got a video. I mean, he has got a video. He goes, you heard it here. I'll mark my words. The Bengals will win. All right.
It's on video.
So.
I mean, there's part of me that agrees. But now that he said that, I wouldn't fucking bet a thing with that guy.
Kiss of death.
Like, you know what? You can only be wrong so many times before you're right. So maybe he's gone through all of those where he might be right on this one.
No, yeah. I think he just sucks.
Even a fucking cat has nine lives, pal. Yeah. Am I right?
But maybe, well, it's a bangle. Ooh.
Guess Jason Blackford is also on the mic.
Oh, Jason. How we doing?
Hey, pal.
You were pretty inner. You were pretty good on that Oculus last night.
What'd you guys do?
Sick.
Yeah, I don't think I would like it.
Yeah.
He was totally entertained.
I don't think I can get into that realm of Oculus.
All my favorite guys in one room. I'll let you guys go and get to it.
Bye, Anita.
Bye, Anita. Bye, Anita.
All right.
Bye. Karen.
Is she talking
shit? She probably posted something online.
You know what? How nice of your employee. You know, I don't care what people say about you, Kirk. You're a pretty nice dude. Thanks for lunch.
Until in about fucking 1 hour, she's going to send you.
Let's talk about lunch where you couldn't get in, so you wanted to use my parking garage.
Oh, yeah. That was last what? Week.
Oh, what? He calls me. I'm like, oh, maybe he's going to bring me lunch. I was giving him shit. And I was like, maybe he's being nice. He's going to bring me lunch. Hey, pal, can I use your parking garage?
I did. Cause I
no.
Had, Jason, where were you going? We had to take Taryn and George to lunch last week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You couldn't find a spot downtown, huh?
No, see, he could. There's a whole. There. Of course. So, and he didn't want to. So, he could have parked in the main park. Hold on. He could have parked in the whole main parking garage.
Yeah.
Both. He could have used free valet from the Northern. No, he wants me to go open up the private space to let him in my parking spot. I'm like, no. No.
You didn't let him?
No.
Yeah.
It's not mine to give.
Can we just talk about the text that was just sent?
Yeah, so Taryn says something just absolutely nice, and then of course.
I knew. I said right after that she's going to send something fucking
even
nasty.
Even with that baby face, I mean, you look the same age as the kids you prey on. I mean, wow. Fucking unreal.
Oh, that a girl. I love Taryn.
I mean, she's. Oh, my God. Yeah, she's. That chat gets pretty fucking gnarly.
We're not.
It's 23 hours a day.
It is.
Jason it just really will is. Throw in a hello every
every 2 seconds.
Honestly, that our group chat, it's me, Peter, George, Taryn, Jason, and Haley. And honest to God, there has to be 200 to 300 text messages.
Oh, easily.
Thank
a text
God,
a minute almost.
I'm so grateful. I'm not.
And when
that
it
thing.
Gets going, especially when there's games going on, it's fucking gnarly.
And honestly, it is a group chat. With five people just lighting me up. That's what it is. What
I get your back a lot of the time, but then I'll go.
Then he'll jab.
I'll turn on you.
And then Haley won't say a word for like 3 days, but then she'll just fucking throw a jab at me.
Well, she's mm-hmm. got a kid.
Yeah, she yeah, does. She I does. Have three, so.
Yeah, but she has like a newborn, and yeah, she's a mom. You're a dad. You can go, yeah. Katie, these fucking kids are pissing me off.
No, my kids are pretty awesome. They're pretty good.
They are. They're great. They're a love them. Good kid.
Are you going to have kids?
It is interesting how.
Are you going to get
everybody
married?
Everybody loves giving Kirk shit, though. It's, I mean, I like it.
Well, and here's the deal. He yeah, fucking. Like, you bring it on yourself a lot of the time.
I think it's because I can handle it.
Yeah.
No,
oh,
I
nothing,
think it's
nothing bothers me.
No,
there's
it's
really
good.
Not many things that can bother me no. in my life today.
And I think people really get a kick out of fucking with me.
Yeah.
Like, they just love
That's
it.
Why yeah. they do it.
Yeah. You. Yeah. I mean, it's
oh,
literally
I love it.
Everyone in
I love
life.
It.
Shrock, Rick, you, Taryn, George, Jason. I mean, it's everyone.
Yeah. Do you think that there's a problem with you?
No, I think I really just, granted, I can take it, and I do. I
you
love
fucking it. Ask for it is what it is.
Yeah. But I think people love it.
Yeah.
They love it. You love it.
I never asked for, like, my first fucking meeting with you was just all shit-talking from you. I'm like, okay, this is how this guy's going to go? Fuck you. Watch this. And I go back and listen, like, our first couple episodes. I was like, damn, he just asked for everything. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm going to drop the fucking hammer
yeah.
on this guy.
Like, yeah.
Let's go. And then I'm like, but I kind of love him now.
What did you think the first time you've met me?
The first time I met you?
Yeah.
I met you at Walker's.
Right.
Yeah. And you came in your fucking short shorts and your loafers.
Yeah.
And I had met Danielle first through text message.
Yeah.
And I'd been kind of keyed into you that I'd like keep you in line and keep you on track.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I love this dude. He's just like me.
Yeah.
Just fucking all over the place. And like, it's very similar, like unapologetically yourself.
Yeah. You are. Yeah. And you that's are. What I love about you.
And yeah. it's like.
Peter's like, yeah, keep going, guys.
No. And it was like, I fucking, I get this guy. We had very similar ideas what we wanted to do. We wanted to see each other, help each other grow. We had very similar visions on business.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, it's like, all right, he seems like, all right, guy. Yeah. He's kind of fucking weird. That hair, what the fuck? And the short shorts, like, I'm not really convinced on that.
Nice legs.
Pretty sure I saw his nut sack.
Yeah.
But you know what? As unapologetically as himself he is, he's a good human being.
I'm not going that far yet.
Jason, great human being.
Jason's a good human.
Jason's the best human.
I'm a pretty good fellow myself.
Oh, wait for it. Here it is. And Nick, you're a fucking Scrooge.
No, Nick. Your
Nick
wife
is good.
Love your
deep
wife.
Down, Nick's heart is the size
deep
of his
deep down.
Just,
once
he's
you
got
tackle
the...
these addiction problems, I think there's something there.
When I take you through the first the steps the first time, we'll fucking see real Nick.
Yeah.
Hey, are you gonna get married to this girl?
Whoa, getting put on the spot there, Blackford.
Wow. Hey, he's our guest.
You know what? You know what is funny though? Aren't Jason you glad you came in our drive up to Butte, we're like, we're the last two.
We
got married
two.
Or
yeah.
had a kid.
Yeah.
We're the last two, Jace, and I go, who's...
That's not true.
Well, to be very fair, I had kids and was married before I met any of you guys. So yeah, I'm not but, the...
And
if
hey,
you were referring...
Too.
I'm going to turn this again to me like I always do.
You do.
But if we were referring to me, bitch. Or if you guys were referring to your old group of... You
buddies,
know,
God, yeah.
Schrock isn't fucking married or have kids.
He did. He was married before.
Oh, he was. Yeah. That fell apart. We could fucking see that coming from a mile away. What are we thinking here? You going to get down on a knee?
You never
You putting on the cummerbund or what? What are we doing?
The cummerbund.
I mean, you can't talk
Do you need
about
me to officiate
or...
your wedding?
Well, you could.
I've officiated.
I actually think...
call me as I love him. And Jason, you're like me. You don't have to answer this shit. Like, you know, our personal lives.
And
like,
let's be honest.
You have to entertain Peter.
He's not married.
Are we going to wrap a diamond cup up in a fucking thing and smash it, baby? What are we doing?
You're not the only one. He's not married. He hasn't got a kid.
I know.
And he's on his way, this guy.
Let's
he
just
says
say,
he's not, but he's
I,
fucking
I think I am unlocked downable.
I think Anita's going to stop taking the pill without your fucking blessing, and it's going to happen.
I mean.
You know, like, how long are we giving
what her? Happens if this happens I love Anita
oh,
love
she's great.
And you're welcome for that by the way
Peter again
what happened if there was a little slipperooski and their little skeet skeet got through
I think I'd be a wonderful father
I think you would
and I think Anita would be a wonderful mother
she would she you would. Guys would be great parents
great
what
parents.
A deal
two Christmases
you know I'm just living, man. I take it day by day. Fucking Ricky Bobby. Unreal. Two Christmases. You know? What a show. What a show. You nailed it with that one.
Oh, sorry. I had to.
There's definitely. I think there'd be one Christmas. I do. I think we'd work through it. Us three would work through it, buddy.
We'd work through it.
Yeah.
You know?
What are we doing? How are we doing?
Aaron, I mean, stop.
Are you in a serious thing right now?
Oh, man, he's been dating.
She had a toothbrush at your place a weekend, right?
With what?
Your girlfriend, right?
Oh, are you talking to
I'm
me?
I'm talking to you.
Oh, what's the question?
I said, we getting married?
Oh,
what are
we
thinking?
Know.
Well, me and Jason take it day by day. Right now, we're focusing on an empire.
Yeah, but you got it. Well, let's pump the brakes here for a minute because you got to think about
what did
you know that empire? When you and her alone, this conversation has happened.
Oh, pal, it always happens, you know.
Does it happen with you?
About what?
Do you guys have the conversation, you and Anita?
With kids, with all this stuff. Pal, you know, I dissect my life, you know, and the AA program has brought me.
Oh, cut the shit. Listen here. There has to be a point where you guys have been like, what are we doing?
Pal, right now, we're trying to get our dogs to get along. You know, like, you know, I'm going to slow the roll
And
here.
That is like a serious thing.
That is a serious thing.
Yeah.
And then once the weather gets a little nicer, we're going to work on that.
We'll bring my dog over there. My dog
my
will
dog
set them all
wants
straight.
To rip Anita's dog's throat out.
Really?
Oh, she loves.
That's so crazy.
We'll bring my
such a nice dog.
With, oh, yeah, she's great with male dogs. And
we'll bring my dog over. She'll set her straight.
I don't know, man. India's a wild.
Wait, lady. And so her dog is a male?
Female.
Oh, it's two females.
My
two
dog
females.
Will fuck them
I
up.
Think it's a territorial
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
But
don't let them meet at home. Let them meet somewhere else. Like, take them to a dog park or some
and
shit.
And what's weird is, like, when we walk them, they do fine. Like, India's like, India just has to be the head dogger. And that's okay. What is?
Yeah. India does? She's the dominant.
She's the dominant.
Yeah.
She's a wolf. You know.
But wait, wasn't the other dog that was there at one point?
Nika?
Was a male?
Female. But I think India grew up with her there.
Oh, gotcha.
That's different, yeah.
Different, where it was just... But we had a few things there, too, with Nika and India. Like,
yeah.
You just the big thing with dogs, don't let them meet at like their space. You have to let them meet like somewhere public.
So do they like have they gotten into like fights?
Oh, India, has pierced blood. What are we laughing at?
Fucking
here?
Jason's.
He's just
being black.
Making faces and doing things.
I love you.
They have gotten into fights, though, like good fights?
Oh, man. India's pierced her.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
No, it's not fucking awesome. But, like, it's weird. Man. Like, one time, great. Like, yeah, we're figuring it out, you know?
Yeah. A little Michael Vick came out in me right there.
Little Mike Vick, yeah, well, you are a sick puppy.
I know, that motherfucker's a sick motherfucker.
Who, Vick?
Michael Vick.
He's the big dog.
People can change.
Yeah, and he has. He's really turned it around.
I met him at the Fury Wilder fight.
That's right. Who else did you meet there?
Michael Strahan.
Someone else.
Jay Glazer.
Jay Glazer.
And that then the Whitworth, the lineman for the Rams.
Oh, yeah. The old guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Magic, the soon-to-be fucking...
Shaq. Dude, Whitworth, I think, put Bose on his ass a couple times last night. He wasn't himself. He did get two sacks, though, didn't he? One by default.
Oh, yeah.
He fell and
fell on somebody.
He fell down and the guy ran right into him. But anyway.
Buddy. What do you guys got going this week?
Work. Huh. I need to go. I want to go snowboarding again.
Buddy.
When are we going golfing? I'm packed my house.
I don't think I'm going to golf until Arizona.
Yeah.
I got clubs now.
I'll golf in March. If there's a 60 day in March,
absolutely. Yeah.
I found my clubs. I'm excited.
Val, once March 1 hits, you're going to be like, all
right. Did I tell you, Evan called me from Briarwood, and he's like, hey, you got like $80 pro shop credit.
No.
It was like on right New Year's Eve. New Year's.
Yeah, I got it too. And I just
I was like, give me two fucking boxes of Pro V1s. And he's like, you got it, buddy.
Give me AVXs.
Yeah. Oh, you, yeah.
Yeah.
See, I'm not.
You know, pal, but when you
I'm
have
going
us,
for more in the middle, not so deep, you know.
I don't. Pal, when wow. I throw, but when you have raw power like I do, like you can't take that much spin, you know. So I had to get a ball that doesn't spin as much because I'll spin it right off the green. Just the way I slice it, you know. I mean, it's like come down on the ball, the way the backspin, like the RPMs are just crazy.
I'm thinking I'm going to probably get my handicap down to a 3 this summer.
I am something.
Right. I'm going to hit the ball real far and drink beer in between.
Yeah, Nick, let's go golf, buddy.
Yeah, I think we should. It's time.
I don't even think you can enter a handicap in.
Right? Actually, didn't we not say that we were going to do a golf tournament and the girls were going to be our caddies?
Oh, George and Taryn.
George and Taryn.
Oh, my God. That's the worst caddies you can imagine.
Right?
George, dibs on George. Taryn will get so drunk and she will not be able to carry that. George will be able to fucking.
You know, we did. Jason and I had to take them to lunch, which.
I learned a lot about your
employees that could also use clinical help.
Oh, absolutely.
But I love them.
You think everybody who's not sober needs to be.
You know what, though? Those girls make me a lot of fucking money.
No, they're awesome. And honestly, we really
I hope you pay it forward.
Lunch.
Oh,
even
they
Jason,
get paid fucking very
even
well.
Jason said, like, they're awesome people.
Oh,
we
they're
had a
fucking amazing.
Great time. But we
and if they can put up with our fucking
they love it.
Shenanigans
they fit
every
right
day.
In. They fit
they do.
Right in.
They do. And it's funny because Taryn has probably changed the most. George has always been a shit-talking, arrogant motherfucker.
I remember the day I met Taryn, like, quiet, little conservative, like, kind of just little behind the scenes, and then, like, fucking yoga. I remember her and Ashley, like, kind of hit it off in the beginning of yoga school.
Yep.
And then they become, like, great friends since. But, like, watching Taryn become who Taryn is now, like, you knew it was always there.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
Poor Ryan has to put up with the TikToks now.
Oh,
I feel bad for that guy.
Oh, fucking Ryan.
But at the same time, too, like, dude, she's incredible.
Yeah.
I love her.
She is. Awesome. And they have great hearts. They really do. At the end of the day, and they work their fucking ass off.
They do. Good people.
They bring a lot of people here. That's
for
sure.
When are we sending that money over?
True story. I thought Taryn hated me for a while.
Really?
Really?
I don't remember what it was, but.
Yeah.
Why?
I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I love Taryn now. Oh, I actually always did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
fucking guy.
This fucking guy. All right,
it's
I got
like
a meeting.
Taryn hates me.
I got to get going.
Hey, what do we pay that?
Oh. Well.
I'm out.
All right.
Love
bye,
you boys.
Nick. Love you.
Oh, what are you playing? What are you finishing it off with?
Just a little Firefall, buddy. Some yacht. This is on the yacht, okay?
Nick, way to fuck the day, buddy. Yeah. I mean, it's good.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Ugh.